What up, folks? Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Today, we're going to be all about the... How can it be? How is that possible that this is the 95th Enfield Mule Days?
I have no idea. Way before my time.
Oh, wow. Wow. I guess so. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined by Ron York of Enfield, and we're going to talk about the Enfield Mule Days, which take place on September 29th through October 1st, next weekend. And how, all right, I'll ask a question. I think I asked you last year and you didn't, and I'm not sure if you knew, if you've done the research. How did Mule Days get started?
Well, actually, they brought in and traded mules.
Really?
Yeah, that's how.
So there was
actual mule trading going on in town.
Was it a particular time of year they would set up for mule trading?
I assume it was this time of year, since that's when we've. And then over the years, they started having a parade, and I guess the mules paraded down the street, and from what I understand.
Wow.
And then it went from there to a carnival, and over the years, and
well, expanded. And how much of the, I'm trying to remember, how much of the street is going to be taken up? You can still drive through south on 45.
Yeah, Main Street.
But the Main Street will be blocked from, is it blocked on both sides of 45 or just the east?
One block each direction.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay, and how big is the carnival this year? You got the big carnival?
Clay County Amusements does that, and then there's 8 or 10 food stands and all the events that's going on the stage.
That's cool. Folks, Ron here is a former – you taught at North City?
North City High School.
What did you teach?
I was a vocational and a co-op teacher.
Vocational and co-op. So you're teaching people how to do jobs, and then being co-op, you were helping them do the jobs.
Get jobs, yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. That must have been pretty fun. How long did you do that?
30 years, I guess.
Into the new school?
Started at Grayville when I got a, yep.
I'm going to say, I was asking, if you started at Grayville, you started at Grayville, did you really?
I started teaching out of high school in Grayville, and then I went to Enfield, and I transferred to North City High School.
Did you teach at Enfield High School?
No, at the grade school.
Okay. I didn't know if you were.
Math.
See, I didn't know if you were that, if you're that much of an old timer.
I'm old.
Well, I. I wasn't going to say that. I really wasn't going to say that. But, I mean, I didn't know if you'd had enough time to be able to teach out at the Enfield High School, too.
No. Nope.
Because that closed.
I went there.
You went to Enfield High School.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you see, now that also does begin to give your age away a little bit, right?
I coached freshman basketball 1 year.
At Enfield?
At the high school, yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I see, now that does give your age. Because Enfield High School closed, what, in 83, 82?
84 or 5, somewhere right in there.
I remember they always had an outstanding basketball team played down in
David South was last senior class.
Dave's class was the last senior. Well, he's supposed to be here.
He's supposed to be here.
Apparently, he's on his way.
He said he forgot. But.
What a jerk. I shouldn't say that because he might be listening right now. He'll just turn around.
No, he'll come.
It's Merry Mule Days. Now, what's the Merry Mule Days? That's kind of new this year, isn't it?
Well, you got, when you have 95 Mule Days, you got to come up with themes.
Looks like, I got to tell you, I love the picture. I love the t-shirt. You're wearing the Merry 95th Mule Days t-shirt.
Yeah.
And it's a mule with a wreath around its head.
Yep, regular standard mule. Got them on front and back.
Oh, really? Oh, nice. Nice.
We got green, red, we got different colors.
Who did the design?
Logo Graphics.
Oh, really?
Kind of designed them for us, and then she gets the transfers, and we press our own.
No kidding. See, now that's the thing. That's the really cool thing about the Enfield Mule Days. You don't make a whole lot in advance.
No.
You don't have any. You have very few left over at the end of the year, don't you?
We buy so many shirts and so many transfers. We've got sweatshirts, T-shirts, the whole thing.
Well, you see, now, and that way you're able to, if you don't sell out the shirts, you can use the shirts next year.
Yeah.
It's the transfers are what you're putting on.
Yes. So we just have to buy so many of those, and those we don't use, we can.
Now, as I recall, I think last year, didn't you have a planned day, or maybe you're doing it again this year, a planned day for people to wear their older shirts?
Well, some people pretty much wear them all week. But, yeah, everybody's got an old shirt.
Well, see, now you're wearing the 95th. How many old shirts do you have? What is your collection? Okay. Hold on. All right. I don't mean to imply you're an old timer again. When did they start doing the shirts, the annual shirts like that?
We started doing our own probably 20 years ago.
I'm guessing your collection is 20 years deep.
Some of them are worn out. But I have a closet full of them, yeah.
That's cool. That's cool because there's probably a bunch of folks who have a bit of a collection can go back. I mean, I've got sousaphone. I've got sousaphone shirts from college. But yeah, I mean, you keep those things because it reminds you of stuff, right?
Yeah, you don't want to. You might want it someday.
When do those go on sale?
You can get one anytime, but probably Thursday with you. I mean, we'll have them for sale Thursday.
And it's front and back.
You can do it however you want. You can do a front. You can do a back. We'll design it any way you want it made. We can do it upside down.
You don't care, do you?
I don't care. Whatever the patrons want, we'll take care of them.
I could bring my own shirt probably,
you
right?
Exactly.
Could I bring my own tie-dye or something like that?
You can bring anything you want. We'll just charge you for the transfer.
See, now there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's flexibility. I love that.
We would aim to please.
Well, that's wonderful. Okay, Enfield Mule Days, the Merry Mule Days, they start next Thursday. Tell me about the gospel sing starting up Thursday night.
Phelps Sisters are from El Dorado area. They're going to perform for like an hour.
Now, they're different from the Phelps, right? Because I know the Phelps have a gospel group too, right?
Are they
related?
Yeah, some of them.
Well, that makes sense.
I'm not sure.
Kind of the same area, but these are the sisters as opposed. Daughter-in-laws
or something.
I mean, it's a nice gig, but yeah. the Phelps, the boys get like gigantic gigs.
Yeah.
We're not paying them
that much.
How come these girls got left aside? That's what I'm, the boys kind of.
Maybe they're just beginning.
Okay. All right. That's cool. But the big night, the big thing on Thursday night's that Prince and Princess contest.
Yeah, gospel sing used to be on Wednesday, but we couldn't handle four nights of it, so we're scaled.
Well, you got tired. Yeah. Well, you're getting older, like
I know.
You said.
I'm getting old. And every main place you can go to gospel sing and bingo same night.
Well.
That's true. You gotta admit
that. No, I do. I, and it is in the same place.
Same night. Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Okay, so you'll get the gospel thing done, and folks will not go to their normal church on Wednesday night.
Yeah,
because Wednesday's church night. Yeah. Then they come. They get a little bit more churching up on Thursday. That's cool.
Yeah.
The baby contest. We've talked about this before. The baby contest is for kids age 6 to 18 months. How do you get them, like, to walk on stage and model?
I assume a parent has to help with that situation.
And then Mr. and Miss Todd. You've got, like, three different segments here.
Yep.
Tell me about the winners of this thing. I mean, what is somebody going to do? What does somebody have to do to win Mr. and Miss Todd?
Be cute.
Just be cute.
Say something funny probably helps.
And then the Prince and Princess contest.
Yeah, that's lower grades, school kids.
Okay, so you're getting all these. How big a crowd will you get for these?
Oh, all the parents, all the grandparents, aunts, uncles.
I mean, how many kids? Yeah.
Probably
I was thinking
five or six.
Half a dozen in each one?
Each one, probably, yeah.
That's still pretty good.
That's a pretty good number.
And then we're going to talk about it over the course of the next little bit, the bingo. The bingo's a big deal at the Enfield Mule Days, isn't it?
Brings big crowd. We use the money we make for that to pay for the bands and the entertainment and stuff for the parade.
So bingo supports the whole thing.
Helps support a lot of it, yeah.
That's
any prize money for the parade, we use bingo money to pay for all that.
We're going to talk about the parade, too. When is the parade?
Saturday, 1:30.
We'll get to that here in a little bit. We're talking about the 95th. How about the 95th Enfield Mule Days? It's taking place from September 1st to September 29th to October 1st down in Enfield. And they've got some new stuff this year, including a 5K run. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about all kinds of other stuff. I've got Ron York here. I've got Dave South on the way. And we'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield back after these. I hold you in my arms. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW in Fairfield. Bruce Dickey here along with Ron York. And hey, look who just showed up. How about that? Good morning. How you doing, Dave South?
Doing wonderful today.
It's good to see you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming up here. You're a busy man.
Right now we are.
Now that's a good thing. Well, this is kind of a busy time of year for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Farmers are rocking and rolling.
Manager down there at the Synergy place in Mayberry.
Mayberry, that's right. Right.
Well, that's great to be busy. That's great to be. Do you have enough time to take like next weekend and work on and have fun at Enfield Mule Days?
We're going to have a vacation day on Saturday if we have to.
I'll bet that's right. Well, okay. Well, we talked about Thursday. And we were about to get to Friday stuff going on. This is pretty cool. You've got the NCOE Jazz Band coming into play. Now, is that new, Ron?
They've been performing the last few years. When Roy Kissel was there, he's had it forever. And then,
how long of a gig will they put on, Dave, the Jazz Band?
Oh, 30, 45 minutes, something like that.
Yeah. I asked Ron, by the way. He didn't really know for sure how long he'd been involved in Enfield Mule Days. How long have you been?
1991.
How do you know that exactly?
Because that was the year I graduated from college.
Uh-huh.
And
somebody recruited you.
Ronnie York, Terry Brown, and Rick Basinger.
I got to tell you, you sound bitter about the whole thing.
Well, I wish I knew then what I know now.
I bet that's right. I bet that's right. Well, see, now I'll ask you the same thing I asked Ronnie then, too. He said his collection of shirts is like 20 years deep. Do you have a shirt?
Oh,
have a shirt for every year?
But yeah.
Have you got your shirt yet for this year?
I have not got my shirt for
you. So I can bring down my own shirt, though, also.
Yes, right? We'll.
See, because I doubt you having the 4 or 5X down there.
Well, we got some biggins, but maybe not that big.
Well, see, now that's good. You got to be ready for anybody, don't
right,
you?
Right. That's right. That's right.
You know, it's not my gut, it's my trunk.
Okay.
I'm very tall.
Yeah, you are tall.
I'm very tall, Dave. I'm very tall, Ron. Okay, I didn't realize when we were talking about the Prince and Princess contest on Thursday night that you've got more on Friday night, don't you, Ronnie?
Yeah, we got a Little Miss, third through fifth graders. And then the high school queen contest, and then there's a junior miss for sixth to eighth graders.
Now, how come you put the high school girls before the younger girls? What's the story on that?
That's not my department. I think it's for
what they told us to do.
Because that's what the ladies told you to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what they said.
Now that makes sense. I guess you do that, sure, and so that's a good deal. Tell me a little bit about 650 Winnebago, the entertainment for Friday night.
That is, when I taught school, a former student, he has this little band, they're college boys, and they contacted my daughter, wanting to know about playing, and I said, sure. So,
What age group are they?
College boys.
So they're still in college?
Yeah.
Or
their age. Where
do you know anything? Do you know anything they play, Ron?
They're kind of a rock type band.
You don't have any idea what these guys are going to play.
No, I don't have any idea.
Is it going to be country and western?
No, it's rock.
Rap?
Rock.
Hip hop?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll let you know Saturday. I'll let you know Saturday morning.
You're looking forward to it, aren't you? I can tell. Dave, you don't know anything about these guys, do you?
No.
One of them's from Omaha. One of them's from North City. I don't know who else they've
Who are they? They got family down there still?
Yep.
Presumably. Well, that's good. Well, see, now, and then again, you're also going to, you clear out after the pageants on Friday night. You're clearing out for bingo. How many games will you get in? How many bingo games will you get in all night long, like on Thursday and Friday both?
Like 10 each night.
Is that right?
And then I black out after each 10 games.
No kidding. And is that the same? See, then on Saturday you're going to do that three different times, right?
Same thing.
Is that right? Yep. Mm-hmm. How many are folks buying cards, or how are they doing? They got peas and stuff like that.
No, three sheets, three cards on one sheet. We got daubers. We provide the daubers. You don't have to buy the daubers or nothing.
No kidding.
No.
You're providing the daubers. See, now that's cool. That's pretty. How many sheets will folks buy? What's the biggest you ever saw?
Oh, some of them will play five or three to five at a time.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
I can't do that.
And don't mess with them while they're doing that.
No.
They take that pretty seriously.
No. Do you get the old joke? You know how to make do you ever have the old lady's curse? So the old joke is, how do you make a room full of old ladies curse? Yell bingo. that probably happens a few times.
Yeah,
probably
a few old craps.
That's cool. All right, so Friday night you've got all that. We didn't talk about the breakfast on Friday. Is that Friday the only day they're doing the breakfast?
Yeah.
Tell me what's going on with the breakfast on Friday.
The Enfield Healthcare Center, they're providing a breakfast at their place for anyone to come and partake from 7 to 9.
What are they going to have on there? You've been there before.
Just whatever your breakfast food breakfast is.
It's good, too.
Really?
Yeah. Biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits, gravy, eggs.
Eggs, bacon.
Bacon, sausage. Well, yeah, if you got biscuits and gravy, you're going to have
grits.
Well,
sometimes.
Fruit? Any fruit? Are we going to have health?
Some Wheaties.
Wheaties?
Yeah.
See, now that's a full meal.
That's right.
A great deal. Yeah. What's that cost?
It's free.
Well, it says free.
They're paying for it.
All right, somebody's got to pay for that. They're paying for that?
Enfield Healthcare sponsor.
Can I make a donation?
Sure.
If I want.
I'd say you probably could.
Well, see, I suppose you can make a donation at any of the things, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. We'll take any donation.
And I mentioned, we forgot to mention also the Arts and Crafts Fair. You've got the big list of stuff there, Ronnie, going on at the Arts and Crafts. How big is the Arts and Crafts Fair thing going to be?
There's like 10 different stands. It's open every night, Thursday night, Friday night, and then all day Saturday. It's in the original factory, old factory building down there on Main Street.
Oh, really? Which side is that, west or east?
West of the highway.
It's west of the highway.
West of the highway, that's what I meant.
North side of the road.
Oh, okay. What was the factory in there? I don't remember that.
Well, it was a clothing factory.
Yeah, it was an underwear factory and bra factory at one time.
Like Sexton or something here in Fairfield years and years ago?
Yeah, I'm sure.
80
yeah.
years ago?
Yeah.
Probably something like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No kidding. I had no idea that there was a factory in downtown Enfield right there.
Yeah.
I'll be doggone. All that taking place on Friday. Let's get to Saturday. Tell me about this new 5K run thing. Who's going to run it? Are you running in it, David?
I would like to give them a chance. You know, if I win it, being I'm Vice President of Mule Day, I'm afraid there'd be some conflict of interest.
That would seem a little unseemly, wouldn't it?
I think I'll just pass on that.
That is so thoughtful of you, really, to let everybody else have a chance to win. Who's in charge of the 5K run, Ronnie?
Stevie Ukina. She's a teacher at Booth School. I think she's from Fairfield area.
Uh-huh.
And she's taking care of the whole thing. $25 entry fee. That includes a shirt and any extra donations they're donating to the Booth School Student Council.
What time's the run start?
7:30.
7:30 is when you start running? Mm-hmm. Let's see what's the weather going to be Saturday. Tonight it's 63, so next Saturday you got to figure – actually, everything's dropping about 15 or 20 degrees next week. How cold does it have to be to make you run?
Temperature doesn't really affect my running.
I'm trying to talk you into it, Dave. Tell me about how many runners do you expect? You used to have a 2K run. Was that what you were doing?
Yeah.
In the past? Mm-hmm. Why did you expand to the 5?
She said something to us and asked if she could do it, and we said sure.
I mean, you just thought it'd be a nicer way to do it.
Somebody get
how many runners she thinking she's going to get?
I have no idea. You can pre-register.
In years past, you know, I've seen 80 runners up there in years past.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where's
it
go?
I mean, the grade school and the high school cross country teams came and participated that year, but yeah, there's been, you know.
Well, NCOE's got a pretty solid cross country team.
Yes.
What's the where is the do you know the path? Do you know the
we used to go out west of town. We used to bus them out west of town and drop them back off
and have them run in
and run in. Now, how she's going to organize it this year? I'm not sure.
They're going east of town.
They're going east of town this year.
I'm trying to think. Well, you're not going to get all the way to like Gaskins Lake or something, are you?
No.
I mean, I suppose you could bus them out from there and come in, couldn't you?
The S curve east of town, around the Elk Experiment Farm Road, and back into town.
So are you starting in town and then going out and coming back?
In and back, yep.
It's going to be a loop.
Just around a big block, yep.
Oh, okay. All right. 3.1 miles or so, right? 3.2 for 5K?
That sounds good.
Ronnie, you were a teacher.
Vocational. We didn't do the metric system in vocational. It's all feet and inches.
That's fine. That's fine. If anybody wants any more information for the 5K run or for anything else, where do they need to go?
And go on the Mule Day website or Facebook, Mule Day.
Okay. There's no website, right?
No, Facebook.
On Facebook.
Mule Day Facebook.
That is very cool. Okay, so, but the Arts and Crafts Fair is going to open up at 8, and I might not be done running by then, right?
No. They'll be ready for you.
Will they be ready?
A good runner ought to do that in 30 minutes.
I said, I may not be done by then.
Okay.
Right. tell me about the pet parade. You've got, this pet parade is a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is for those who aren't organizing it.
Wait a minute. It's fun for everybody but the organizers?
Yeah, the organizers. It's kind of a big job for them. My daughter takes care of that.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Has she taken care of it for a few years?
Five or six years she does that.
Has she been, what's your daughter's name?
Shannon Webb.
Shannon Webb. Has she been faunching?
No, she don't say anything. She just does it. Takes it and goes.
Well, I see. Now that's nice. She's been helping out for years, and she's helping you do this for years, yep. And that's just wonderful. What time's that start?
The lineup's at 9:00.
Where's where does the pet parade go, or is it the same? It's not. Is it the same thing as the big parade later on in the day?
They start down at the infield grade school parking lots where they line up.
And they're just going to walk up to the thing, right?
Yep.
So it's only like two blocks. Hey, that's still probably plenty for some of those pets.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we may have giraffes and goats and unicorns and that kind of thing.
You're begging the question here. You're begging the question here then. I asked you last year, and I think last year was a little different. You do have mules.
Yes, yeah, we have mules. We got a bunch of mules coming this year.
Have you a bunch of mules?
Yeah.
Where are they coming from?
All over southern Illinois, Indiana, and Kentucky. It is rumored that we're going to have approximately 80 mules.
Oh, my goodness. All right, folks. Well, I've got David South here along with Ronnie York. We're talking about the 95th Infield Mule Days, and I'm going to get to the bottom of these mules. Hey, that's awful, what I just said.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this mule business. And we'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
Hey, hey, yeah. Do you need another meal?
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. We're talking about the 95th Enfield Mule Days. It's Merry Mule Days. All right, now, I asked Ronnie. He didn't really say who came up with the Merry. Who thought Christmas in September, Dave, September/October, to make it a Merry Mule Day festival? Was that you came up with that?
I'm going to say it was probably Paul Walker had a lot to do with
a little closer to the mic.
I'm going to say Paul Walker had a lot to
do
with that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Well, that's, you know, she's a big Christmas-type person.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's in the spirit of giving all the time.
Well, see, now that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And somebody just called in and asked about whether a different way that they can give, because I know that Fairfield Fun Fest has buttons and the Wayne City Bean Days has buttons. Enfield doesn't do buttons anymore, do they?
No, we gave her buttons up a few years ago.
Yeah. And
I think her button press quit.
Well, see, now that'll do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which makes you want to use the T-shirts more, right?
That's right. That's right.
How much are the T-shirts? I didn't even ask. We were talking about them earlier, Ronnie. That was a heavy sigh. You don't know off the top of your head?
No, I can guess. T-shirts are probably...
What'd you pay for yours?
I haven't yet. I just made it this morning before I came up here so I could wear it for the radio.
Oh, it looks good.
Thank you.
It does look good. See, and I got to tell you, Dave, I was asking him about the design there. The wreath around the mule's neck, that is the coolest thing I've seen in a long time.
It is. That's a good-looking mule.
That is a good-looking mule. That's what made me think that didn't even look like a mule. That looks like some kind of horse right there or something like that.
Look at its ears.
Well, the ears are poked up. Yeah, that's about the only thing that makes that a mule, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah, and the long snout.
All right, let's get to the we were talking earlier about the when is the, by the way, the mules go in the main parade, right? They're not going in the pet parade.
No, they're going in the main parade.
All right. How many mules do you think you're going to have?
It is rumored we're going to have 80 mules there this year.
Wow. What's the most you've ever had?
We had, we've had in the high teens or 20s a few years ago. We had a gentleman bring up 6 mules. It was, he had them fixed up were pack mules.
Yeah.
And they would follow without.
Follow the one ahead of them.
Follow the one ahead of them and had packs on them and things. So that year we had his 6 or 7 and, you know, we had a lot. We've had in the high teens or 20s. Most of the time we don't. 8 or 10 is all we get. But
so this year, though, you've been able to contact somebody.
Yep, Bull McAllister.
Bull McAllister.
Supposed to be putting together a little program and have a bunch of trail riding mules coming up. And
so your mule expert / provider is named Bull.
Bull, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that sounds great.
That's him.
That's great. How big will mules get?
You know, they come in all different shapes and sizes, but they'll get... You can see a lot 16, 17 hands tall.
That's really big.
That's a tall mule. That's a tall mule.
That's a big mule. Okay.
Hand is 4 inches.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, when you look at horse racing, horses are like 14, 15 hands tall to shoulder.
Yeah.
Something like that. I got to ask the question. I've never been on a mule.
Mules
do you think he could get? Do they have mules big enough for a guy like me?
Oh yeah.
Oh, now Dave,
they've
you gotta
got
be
mules big enough for me.
Well, you see, I'm bigger than you.
Not a lot.
I'm then again some right there.
So, oh yeah, mules are stout. Mules are good riding. I mean, mules are better riding than a horse, in my opinion.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So, easier riding, I presume, because they go slower.
Well, not necessarily, because you do have some walking mules that'll really step out.
Is that right?
But the thing about a mule, different from a horse will take its back feet and put it in the same hoof prints as where the front feet were.
Okay.
A mule, a reason they like them in the canyons and the rocky terrain and stuff, they're more sure-footed because... They'll put their feet anywhere. Their eyes are wider.
They don't care.
They don't. Well, they look and put it in a good spot.
I did not know that.
That's why a mule is more sure-footed than a horse.
That is great. Okay, so you've got all these mules coming down. He's got enough trail riders for him, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Are there going to be any mule rides for anybody down there?
Well, I would imagine if you know.
If I had enough money, I could probably hire her.
How cute she was.
I just can't imagine a mule that big. I mean, I've seen the mules. The ones you see are the pack mules that I've seen are the, you know, the small.
Yeah, probably 12 or 13 hands. Yeah. Tall, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of 14, 15 hand mules that are stout, and you can even have some draft mules, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
How big do those get?
About the same, only they're crossed with like a Clydesdale mare or something, or a draft horse.
So you're looking like or some kind of big Belgian. Yeah. A big Belgian horse.
Yep.
Wow. All right. I'm glad to learn something new every day. The mules will all be in the parade. I appreciate that, David. I've got one other question about the mules, and the parade is at when? At 1:30?
Yep.
All right. You got the parade at 1:30?
Yes.
You got this slew of mules going to be in the parade. It's going to be great.
Yes.
This is going to be the coolest thing to hit infield in...
Since, you know, 100 years.
95 years.
Yeah.
95 years. The coolest thing. Mm-hmm. Have you rented... I know the city of Enfield is not a big city.
Uh-huh.
Have you rented the street cleaner yet?
Well, I haven't thought about that. The mules go through last.
And they're not going to go through where the crowd is walking. They're going to be on 45, I guess, right?
Well, we cross 45. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, but we'll take care of that. That's, you know, that's not a problem.
Okay.
Not a problem.
80 mules is a lot of mules.
Yeah, a lot of mule stuff, too.
That sounds like a ball.
Hey, we're going to give some awards away, too.
Well, what are the awards?
We're going to have the tallest mule.
Oh, really?
We're going to have the oldest mule.
How old will mules get? Now, they get as old as horses?
30.
Horses are 30 years. Yeah, 33 years.
Yeah, something
no
like that.
No kidding.
And probably the tallest mule.
Oh, and
tallest mule, oldest mule, and the furthest traveled.
Furthest traveled.
Yep.
Furthest traveled on its own or furthest traveled in a trailer?
In a trailer. Oh. From where his home is. From his home.
Oh, that's cool. Yep. That'll be a lot of fun. That's that's a 1:30. When do folks start? The judging is before that, though, huh?
It's at 12, right around 12:30 somewhere.
Oh, okay. All right. See, I got to tell you, it almost feels, if I'm a local mule guy, it almost feels, if you got this pro coming in, I'm worried to be in the same class.
Well, you know, mule riders are good guys.
That's good.
You know, and being a local mule guy, you know, you want
I'm going to get some favoritism.
Yeah. Well, no. We want to welcome them. And, you know, and we'd get favoritism when we went to their place.
I got you. Well, it all makes sense. It all makes outstanding sense. We already talked about the pet parade. You got a cakewalk, too. Tell me about the cakewalk, Ronnie.
The school band department's been putting on a cakewalk for years. It's always been on a Thursday evening.
Since so
we
moved
it to Wednesday, we moved it to Saturday morning, tried something new, see how that works.
You get a pretty good crowd for that, too, don't you?
Yep.
How many cakes involved there? What's the...
Every band member used to have to bring something.
A couple of cakes, yeah. There'll be 100 cakes there.
No kidding.
Yeah. Or cookies or brownies.
See, now that's the thing. Folks can come down to the mule days with an empty stomach, don't you?
There you go.
Because
there's
you're
good food down there.
They're going to get... What are some of the vendors? What are some of the food? You got any specialties that you know of?
There's fried green onions. A lot of corn dogs.
Funnel
cakes.
Fried green onions?
Yeah.
All right.
Green onions. They come from Crossville.
No kidding.
The Green Onion barbecue place there in Crossville.
I didn't realize that.
Yep.
Jennifer Orr.
Phelps.
Well, no, Phelps is from El Dorado.
Steve, though. I mean, Steve
Orr.
Well, Steve.
No,
the roofer. Orr. The roofer. She does the green onion in Crossville.
Okay.
That's who it is.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's fun. That's good. Oh, so you'll be good food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All the food
healthy.
You want.
Healthy food.
Wait a minute. Fried.
Maybe not real healthy.
Fried green onions. All right, you better do your romancing and courting before that, before you eat your fried green onions, I would think, right? Okay, then you have the parades at 1:30. You got the big tournament up there at 3 o'clock, right?
Yeah, cornhole tournament.
You got a good crowd for that.
Yeah, I think they had like 16 teams last year.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's quality.
They had some good pitchers. I mean, some good cornhole throwers, too.
Good pictures or pitchers?
pitchers.
Oh, I got you. Throwing the bags.
I think the winner's from Oklahoma.
The winner was from Oklahoma.
You're kidding me.
No.
See, now that's big.
Yeah.
Bringing a guy in, folks coming that far.
Yep.
Like, see, now that gives you an indication of the level of the competition involved,
there you go.
Dave. You know,
worldwide,
it does.
Nationwide.
All right, I've been kind of avoiding it because you said you don't know anything about it, but you got a band for 4 hours long on Saturday afternoon,
yeah.
Huh?
Stomp Box 40, they're from Evansville.
And that's all you know?
Karen Weiss got it. I know that much.
What kind of music does Karen like?
Sonny and Cher. She does a great rendition of Sonny and Cher.
Is that right? Yeah. Which one? What song? You remember? The Beat Goes On, I'll bet. Something
like
that. Well, she and Anthony Huffer.
Yeah. I Got You, Babe.
She and Anthony Huffer got it together. Yeah.
Huffer? Oh gosh. Yeah. That's good. Okay, well, there's the warning. The Anthony Huffer's going to be probably prowling.
I would say.
You know, the cool part is that we forgot to ask.
We could probably get them on stage to do that sometime.
Do you think you could get Anthony and her to do the
redo that? Yeah, I think that's
Sonny and Cher?
Yeah,
Ron, I got to tell you, Ronnie doesn't look nearly as positive about it.
Anthony,
as you did.
He's all about Mule Day.
Yes, he is.
He's all about Mule
Day. I can't wait. He was going to bring some chili last year. His mom's chili. Yep. See, now that's
his mom
one.
And dad's place is lineup headquarters.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're right there at the start.
So whether you want to see Anthony or not, you might.
You get to.
And the bingo's all night long, isn't it, boys?
Yep, mm-hmm. 2-3 sessions, 3:30, 6, and 8.
If you haven't gotten your fill of bingo by Saturday night, you should be. You've got something wrong.
You got a year to recover.
I tell you, boys, it sounds like it's going to be another successful year.
Yep.
What's new this year that's different last year, other than the 5K run? Do you always try to make some changes, Ronnie?
We will do anything to improve Mule Day. We'll try anything if somebody can come up with an idea for us and. We pitch it and take care of it. We'll try.
And you probably, I was talking to Bean Days yesterday, you're probably always looking for volunteers too, aren't you?
Oh, gosh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anybody has something they want to try, we'll let them try it. We'll find a spot to put them.
Take a look on Facebook for Bean Days. Is it Bean Days Enfield or Bean Days USA? Or not Bean, Mule Days Enfield, yep. Merry Mule Days?
Yep.
Enfield Mule Days. Boys. Thanks very much for coming on the
show
today.
Thanks for having us.
David South, Ronnie York. Appreciate it, guys. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. We'll talk to you all on Monday. Have a great weekend.